Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So we got two guys we drafted in the first round.
Yep.
And we also spent like $80 million in free agents on offensive line. We got a guy in Jamon Brown. We got Carpenter. Brown would probably start at the left tackle position. Left guard position. Left tackle is Matthews. Could you trust, if they win the job, two rookies at right guard and right tackle to start the season?
No question. We just saw this same scenario come to fruition with the Colts a year ago. Mm-hmm. Quentin Nelson was the first rounder in 2018, and Braden Smith was the second rounder in 2018 in the same draft. Started the basically the entire season for the Colts, and we saw how good that offensive line was from top to bottom, and Quentin Nelson was pretty much the main catalyst in the success. He was an all-pro pro bowler, mm-hmm. and Smith played well on the edge. So, yes, we've seen this just happened a year ago with the Colts. So clearly for the Falcons standpoint, you have to be optimistic in seeing and hearing good things so far from McGarry and Lindstrom. And hopefully they can continue that into camp. And I said when the Falcons drafted Lindstrom in the first round, his NFL comp was Quentin Nelson. Quentin Nelson is extremely nasty, but within right. the rules. Lindstrom kind of gets the job done, but he doesn't tell you about it. When Quentin Nelson puts you in the dirt, he will tell you about it. You know what I mean? He will literally, verbally tell you, I just dominated you. Now, Lindstrom probably has that part of his game in his arsenal also. But yet, so he's a technician. He's fundamentally sound for a collegiate offensive lineman. And McGarry, you know, he's like the bouncer. He's the guy that wants to get into a bar fight. You need to have that type of personality in the trenches,
right?
Offensively and defensively.
And when we had teams back in our first run of the NFC Championship in 2012, we had some real nastiness in the offensive line. We had a group that, I mean, I don't know if you consider them nasty, but they played together and they stayed healthy in 16. We went to the Super Bowl. But I love what you're saying, man, about running the football. Yeah, that's an attitude to run the football.
It has to be an attitude, and your attitude will display success. You got to want to get after somebody. You got to want to put a man down in the dirt. You know what I mean?
And I like when you say it like that. It sounds good. That's a good promo right there. Put a man down in the dirt.
I like the tone of your voice.
It's just, you know, it's just, get you ready for football. No, because that's why I love getting you in here, man, and getting your takes on this. The reason I ask you is because John Chuck Reeves doing a great job filling in for Freaky on the morning show. We brought this up last week, and he was saying he didn't think Dan Quinn would trust two rookies. And I said, well, Dan, they're going to have 5 weeks to win the job. You know, we've got an extra week with the Hall of Fame game. Yep. But the idea being Vikings, really good front seven. Eagles, really good front seven coming at you. Colts, with a rebuilt defensive to a degree. Titans, Texans. I mean, at some point, if I've got two first rounders, these guys, Lindstrom for sure, but can McGarry pick up, and I guess for a tackle, picking up the speed? Because you're getting the best edge rushers coming at you.
That's the big question mark between both guys. I think Lindstrom has enough to be a day one starter
right.
instantly. McGarry needs to really improve his technique and the speed of the game. Let's see how fast he adjusts to the speed of the game. You know, one thing about McGarry, when you watch his tape there at Washington State, he kind of leans on you. When he gets his hands on you, he leans on you. It's not as easy to just get your hands on these outstanding pass rushers who are extremely athletic and fast and quick. So you got to be able to have a counter, and not to mention, you know, his hand placement has to be ideal, I think, most importantly. And that could be, you know, the consensus with most young offensive linemen. But I wouldn't be surprised to see eventually both guys getting into this starting lineup. You don't trade up in the first round to go get a tackle and you believe year one would be a learning year for him. You have to believe eventually this guy will be starting for us in 2019.
Because the Eagles, for instance, in the second week of the season, Sunday Night Football and Mercedes-Benz, are you up to the task? Because that's a really big physical front that's coming at you. And we've seen Fletcher Cox just throwing guys like ragdolls in the past.
Hey, if you want to learn and experience Lindstrom, you go against big Fletcher Cox. I mean, he pushed a lot of people around, grown men around.
But that's one thing. So it's cool. I want to get the counterpoint. But it's all about putting the work in and the coaches trusting you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.